Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell along the way, Dominic Jimenez, and we will get Tyler Levine in here in just a little bit here after the opening segment here. Got a good show tonight, I think, as we roll Monday into a Tuesday. Jen and Jeff Rich in the overnight, alternating hours. West Coast, our L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix, right up up and down the coast. I know Seattle fans are giddy. They were a little active today on our little afternoon Skype session, which was interesting for the folks down in Manhattan in New York City. So that was good. Seahawks puffing out their chest. Sure didn't go over well with Dominic and company. But, yeah, week 11 of the NFL season, hard to believe it, right? 11 weeks in out of what? 18, 19 weeks, throw in the bye weeks. And then the playoffs, before you know it, we'll be talking Super Bowl or certainly NFL playoffs as we roll into December, which is right around the corner. But it closes tonight with a little Texas two-step. We'll get the Texans and Cowboys. They will collide tonight. And win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. The Cowboys season is completely a loss. At some point, Trey Lance should get the reins. For now, it's Cooper Rush, and away we go. But I think now, Dallas is going to make a coaching change. That'll be the big offseason news. The Belichick thing is going to be out there. There is no way he's going back for his second year. And look, these general managers, Trent Baalke, the latest one in Jacksonville, who's not very, let's put it, Belichick friendly. Because Belichick, if he's going to go, to an organization, he's going to set the menu and buy the groceries. He's not going to report to a player personnel director. It's not happening. And there's going to be desperate teams. Jacksonville is going to be desperate. Dallas, you would think Jerry Jones would become desperate. And then, the Eagles probably will see, Sirianni, if they don't, he has to get the Eagles into the Super Bowl, or Lori's going to send him packing. The Giants, Daboll seems to be singing for his supper there, and who knows what else. I mean, there's just going to be so many. It's going to be interesting when Black Friday or Black Monday rolls around, when all the coaches get their pink slips. Welcome back, Tyler Levine, and a whole lot more here on a Monday, coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
responsibly.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, talking the world of sports Monday evening quarterback into a scintillating Tuesday. We look forward to it. Jenna and Jeff Rich, again, alternating hours throughout the overnight. Looking forward to it. West Coast affiliates getting a lot of play out of that Seattle market. That was a huge win for Seattle and a tough one for the Niners to swaddle. Let's start right there, Tyler Levine, week 11 of the NFL. We could go Cowboys-Texans. We'll save that for a little later. But that NFC West, I mean, Arizona, Seattle, San Francisco, the Rams. I mean, this is going to be one heck of a four-team dogfight, the way I see it, for the remaining month and nearly 2 months, 7 weeks. What do you think, real quick? Let's start there on the West Coast.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a tough loss for the Niners. And, you know, what I'm seeing here is they're just not getting that injury luck or, you know, players staying healthy that they've had over the last couple of years. And it's just, you know, it's one of those seasons, it seems like. I think the 49ers have a great roster. They obviously have an amazing coach.
Amazing.
But losing Bosa and, you know, losing in this manner, I just think it's going to be really tough for them. I think it's, you know, it's a little too late, and I'm worried about the Niners. I don't expect them to be a force in the NFC at all come postseason time. Even if they sneak in there, they're a dangerous team, but things just aren't coming together for them, it seems like.
No Kittle, CMC obviously has been dinged up. Samuel, I mean, you go on down the line. You just go on down the line. Look, they have a very, very good quarterback. I mean, you know, he just is. I mean, Purdy is a more than serviceable. He's a very good. I was kind of joking about the coaching when I said amazing, because hey, Dom, I got to just get Dom in here for a second. Dom, when you hear me and when me and Tyler pump up Shanahan, what do? You hold your nose or what? Come on, Dom, let me hear.
You guys are tripping pumping up Shanahan.
He hates Shanahan, Tyler. He hates
3 minutes left in the game. How much time did the Niners burn? 1:05.
Yep. I had to get you in here on this one. Dom, from your perspective real quick, we were doing some West Coast work today with San Francisco and Seattle and some college stuff with Oregon. Let me ask you this question. Is it a lost season on the Niners or no? And when I say a lost season, can they make a deep run in the postseason?
I don't think that they can. Given the expanded playoffs and the state of the NFC West, I think they can make the playoffs. Me, as somebody who's been generally anti-Shanahan for a long time now, the cynic in me wants them to just miss the playoffs so we can burn it down and get somebody in here who knows how to not choke in the fourth quarter. You know, blowing one game, okay, that happens. 2-3, that happens. But at this point in his career, Kyle Shanahan, that's a pattern. It's happened often enough. And blowing 3 fourth-quarter leads within your division is unforgivable in my eyes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. I want him in there. Listen, we have a great Midwestern base. We got Tyler in the Southeast. We got people all over the country. But in the Midwest, I pull for guys like Kittle and Purdy. Covered them in college. They were both great. I want to see that team do well, to be perfectly honest with you. All right, let's go around the horn here, Tyler. Where do you want to start after that? So you got Seattle pulling off the win. I mean, we could go do we go Bears, Packers? I mean, the Bears, I mean –
I want to start with the Broncos, man.
Go ahead. That's fine. Hey, listen, unbelievable rookie. He's right up there with Daniels in the Rookie of the Year conversation in my world. Let me hear. Go ahead.
I think he might be the favorite now, and I have been a lifelong Bo Nix hater. Since he's, you know, his 40 years that he played in college. Mm-hmm. But this guy has won me over. I'm not going to lie. I mean, 307 yards, four passing touchdowns, 140 QBR. He's the second quarterback ever, second rookie ever behind TJ Stroud to pull that off. And look, the Falcons aren't a great team, but you can, you know, if you go back and watch the game tape week one through now, week 11, you can see him getting better and better and better each week. And here the Broncos are sitting at 6-5. They put up 38 points against the Falcons in their defense. I mean, they're no points in the second half. They let up six total points. I mean, this team is dangerous. I don't know a team in the NFL. And look, obviously there's a lot of teams that are better than the Broncos, but who wants to face them right now with that defense and Bo Nix playing the way he is? I don't know anyone that would, you know, is a clear going to blow them out no matter what favorite against them.
It is so weird you brought it up because, you know, he played at Oregon, played at Auburn. And like I said, we were working on a lot of West Coast stuff today. You know what? You know what's really strange? It's funny you bring up Nix. This wasn't today, but this was last week. This is before that performance that he had. I mean, he threw for over 300. How many touchdowns? Four? I mean, he was
four touchdowns.
Yeah. But you know what's really strange? Do you remember when Bo Jackson was huge and Bo knows and all that stuff? Do you know that Madison Avenue, those ad agencies, and then you get Denver, you got a big market, you got a nice brand there. I'm telling you, this guy is going to be getting Baker Mayfield type attention. If he keeps this up, you remember I told you this, you are going to see him very, very visible, not just in Denver. I'm talking about the whole country. Bo Nix, how about that?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, he's a great young man. He has a good head on his shoulders. He's faithful. He says all the right things.
Yep.
You know, you remember a couple weeks back when him and Sean Payton are going at it on the sideline. He loves to be the quarterback. He embraces that role. His teammates, you see the way that they speak about him in the post-game press conferences. I mean, everyone loves this guy. And he's really, I mean, he's grown on me a lot. And like I said, I have been very harsh on this kid. I did not like him in college at all. I hated the draft pick coming into the season. And, you know, now my hand is up and I'm saying, look, this kid's an absolute stud. And for me, he's it's not even really particularly close for me anymore. And you look at who they're playing coming up, Raiders, Browns, Colts, and then they have the Chargers. That's, you know, the first really good defense, you know, outside of the Browns, which is like questionable at this point now. Like, I'm expecting these big stat lines for the next 3 weeks and three more W's looking at the schedule. And, you know, they're going to be sitting, you know, with a great record, and it's going to be because of him.
All right, let's do Bills Chiefs real quick. You know, Kelsey's taking a lot of heat for clapping after the game was over. But to me, I could care less. I saw what he did. I mean, he was just, you know, to me, he was acknowledging, hey, we got beat. We got beat by a better team. This is what I want to say. I remember sitting in Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City watching Josh Allen with the Wyoming Cowboys, and I thought, this guy is going high in the draft, and the press box was littered with pro scouts. I'll never forget this. And they said, that guy might be John Elway someday. I thought these guys were high, these pro scouts. What are you talking about? But I saw him. He didn't have the supporting cast. That run last night, his ability, he is tough. I mean, he's Ben Roethlisberger, yet I think he's going to be better in the end.
Yeah.
Where are you on Allen and the Bills? Let me hear.
I'm big on them. I'm really big on the Bills. I think that the fact that they pulled off this win without Kincaid and without Coleman, who, look, a lot of people won't say Coleman is a huge player for them, but he's really starting to come around. And, you know, regardless, when you're down two weapons, to hang up a 30-piece against what's been the best defense in the league. And, you know, I'm concerned for the Chiefs more than I am necessarily impressed with the Bills, because the one time that their defense kind of gave in a little bit, they're unable to get the job done. The two interceptions from Mahomes, throws for under 200 yards. Yes, he had three touchdowns, but I'm a little concerned for the Chiefs, to be honest. And I don't know if they're a team that I would feel comfortable, you know, placing a bet on to win the Super Bowl. Or I mean, I'm not even comfortable, you know, stating that as my take. And you have a guy like Josh Allen who's down two weapons. He puts up 262 yards, has a touchdown. I mean, that running touchdown was unbelievable. Fourth and two, completely iced the game after the extra point went through. And, I mean, you can't say enough about the guy. He's just a bona fide superstar.
No doubt about it. I was looking to see where the Bills play next week. I think they have a bye week unless they play Thursday night, and they very well could. What are we talking about here? That Sunday? Saturday?
Yeah, they got a bye.
They got a bye week, so they're off. But Thursday night we'll see, you know, a god-awful team on the – I mean, a god-awful home-standing Cleveland Browns against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's where I want to go next real quick. Told you the Steelers. I mean, I'm going to take credit. This isn't for gambling purposes, as you know. But I gave out Chicago, and I picked them outright. I got my blog to prove it. I picked them outright. They should have, could have, would have won the game. Eberflus drives me nuts. Yeah, I can't watch the guy coach. And I knew the Steelers. I knew it.
The Steelers have a Super Bowl caliber defense, I'm telling you right now.
I know they do. And so do the Chargers. So let me tell you something. We could see a Chargers-Steelers. This could be like back in the day. We could see the Chargers and Steelers in the AFC Championship. Hey, stay tuned. We got to switch gears. We're going to get Mike Griffith in here, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Dog Pound. He does the Georgia Bulldogs and a national poll. Rankings coming up.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Presented by Geico Insurance, geico.com. Check out Geico's rates, right? See all the sports advertising they're doing. They're doing more, and we love it. We'll also be talking some other new fangled clients. We welcome them into the Sports Overnight America family. Work very hard on that stuff, and it's a good time. Tyler Levine, we're working on Mike Griffith. He writes for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and with a special focus on the Georgia Bulldogs. So I want to stay on the pro theme and just jump on and tell me. In fact, I'll get inside the chat because I tell you, I drive Dom nuts. He tries to send me messages, and I'm off in la-la land. It's like chasing an old dog. Hey, so we were talking about Pittsburgh. How about Baltimore? They had to give their kicker a vote of confidence today, which you don't see that too often. They, you know, a lot of people think they've lost confidence in Justin Tucker. Give me your take on Baltimore. All right, we got Mike. We'll have to hold your take on that. Mike Griffith, welcome aboard across the country and around the globe. Myself, Tyler Levine here on Sports Overnight America. We appreciate having you on, Mike. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Let's jump right into it. I'll start. And, you know, your Super 16 rankings, interesting. Alabama at 3. Now, I want to hear about that. For a Georgia beat writer, that is interesting. Alabama 3. You want to explain? Let's hear.
Sure. They beat 4 top 25 teams. Indiana's yet to beat any. Penn State's yet to beat any. They're playing better competition. It's like upper league and lower league. I mean, you got to reward teams for the games they win, not just for the games they lose, if we're going to rank the teams. I mean, think about it like this, guys. Think about it like a heavyweight boxer that takes on all comers versus one that dodges and doesn't fight anybody. Yep. So, you know, do you want what's deserved or do you want what's real? I can tell you that 4 of the last 5 national champions have come out of the SEC and 10 out of the 20 teams that played for the national championship, but you know, they're trying to sell me that there's 4 Big Ten teams in the top 25 and all 4 are in the top 5 in the country, and the committee's chaired by a Michigan guy? Come on, man. We've been around long enough for this, haven't we?
I listen, we had him on. We had the Michigan guy on. And let me tell you, it's very interesting. And, you know, I'm based in the Midwest, so I try to stay objective. But, yeah, it's especially Penn State. I don't want to hear it. Tyler, I got one more for Mike, and then you jumped in with a couple.
Go ahead, Mike. Hold on a second.
Yep.
I went to Michigan State University and grew up in the Midwest. I know all about the Midwest. I covered the Big Ten for 4 years. I watched Michigan State beat Ohio State 2 times in 4 years.
Yep.
I know all about the Big Ten. I was raised up there. I also know that there's been more players drafted out of the SEC in the last 19 years, every single year, than any other conference. So, look, if the Big Ten committee or the Big Ten chairman or whatever you want to call this thing wants to play this game that 4 of the top 5 teams in the country are from the Big Ten, I mean, I'm game for that. But sooner or later, these teams are going to have to play in the playoffs. It's a flawed system. Right now, we're talking about Boise State getting a first-round bye. Boise State. They play in the Mountain West Conference, but this system is set up politically. And we know what happens when politics gets involved with sports. It's not good. So do we want to reward teams for playing good schedules? Do we want to consider schedule strength? This is all you need to know about Ward Manuel. I was on the call last Tuesday night with Ward, and I asked him, when you do the eye test, when you're comparing teams, team on team, do you ever consider who would win if those two teams played? He said, no, that's not part of the protocol. Well, guys, you tell me what is. What is the eye test? And are we going to look at metrics and how Big Ten teams do against Big Ten teams and pretend that all conferences are equal? Let's pull the Big 12 into this then. Let's pull the ACC in, and let's see what those stats look like compared to the SEC, where you're playing one of 9 top 25 teams week in and week out. It's a problem with the system, and it'll get worked out in a couple of years when they go to 16 teams probably.
I agree with that. And go ahead, Tyler. You got it. Mike, first of all, I want to just preface it. You're a breath of fresh air. I mean, I'm not sitting here agreeing or disagreeing, but I love the opinion because we don't want vanilla talk here. We don't. So I appreciate that. Tyler, take it away. Then I got a few more from Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm absolutely loving it because I'm totally on board with this. I hate this. Let's pay these terrible teams to come in and play them and beat them up and then act like being 10-0 is impressive. Speaking of the 10-0 team, I wanted to ask about Indiana. You had them 7th. They're sitting at the 5th. Is a loss to Ohio State essentially they're out of the playoffs for you, or does it really depend on how bad they lose?
I want to see how they play. I mean, is this the same Ohio State team that barely beat Nebraska, and didn't Indiana beat Nebraska by like 45 points or something? So, not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but I would say the Big Ten didn't do Indiana any favors with the schedule. I mean, it's not their fault that this is the schedule they were dealt. I mean, why isn't Indiana playing Oregon? I mean, this is the Big Ten's issue. But listen, guys, these are smart people that did this. You know, this is the same conference that changed the rules in the middle of the 2020 season. Do you remember that? Do you remember when the Big Ten changed their rules in the 2020 season so that Ohio State could go to the playoffs? So this conference is not above changing things up and setting things up so that they have these teams with these records, and they look really good right now. But the fact of the matter is they really haven't played each other. So we have to wait in late in the season, and here's the consequence. The deed's already done. When Ohio State plays Indiana, somebody's going to have a quote-unquote top-five loss. Now, are these really top-five? I don't know the answer to that question. I know Oregon beat Boise State by 3 points. I think a lot of Dan Lanning, I think he's a good coach. In fact, I think I saw him play Georgia just a couple years ago and lose something like 49-3. But that's beside the point. Fact of the matter is, this is the way it lays out this year. The deed's already been done. The table's been set. These teams have their rankings. Ultimately, there's going to be a playoff. We're going to find out who's who. I would suggest that the SEC will probably cannibalize itself a little bit more. There's a lot of attrition on Georgia's team right now. They played the number one schedule in the country. For those people that haven't paid close attention, they played on the road at Texas, beat them, by the way, on the road at Alabama, lost 5 touchdowns, on the road at top 10 Ole Miss, lost 28-10, and then they just beat a top 10 Tennessee team, 31-17 at home. So this has been a tough schedule for Georgia, and there's been some player attrition. This is something Kalen DeBoer's brought up. Not only do we want to see what's fair for the teams in terms of the balance and the scheduling, but you got to consider what you're asking of these players. If you're going to get guys beat up playing elite competition every week, I think that's a problem with the system.
All right, I want to get to Notre Dame in a moment because they're going to gobble up a bid, and they're half in, half out with the ACC. And I'm a Notre Dame fan, and it drives me nuts. I want to know about Texas at number two, though. I mean, come on, you watched them get absolutely drilled, and I didn't think they played great against Oklahoma, even though the final score might have indicated. I don't know. I struggle with Texas at two, Mike. All due respect. Why Texas?
Okay,
at two?
That's fair. What do you think about Texas against Michigan up in the Big House, 31-10? Did you think that was more impressive than Indiana beating Michigan 19-14 last week?
No, I agree, Mike. But Michigan's terrible. Come on now. They're terrible.
Wait a minute. They just played a top-five Indiana team within a touchdown, didn't they?
Hey, I didn't say a word about Indiana. I'm still – hey, I like what Cignetti's doing there. You got rewarded handsomely. Yeah. Hey, look, you know what? This Indiana thing is no different than Kansas back in the day. Kansas had that little bit of run, Orange Bowl, 15, 20 years ago, and a blip on the screen. That's where I'm putting Indiana. I still struggle with Texas at two. I do. And Ole Miss at five. So here's what I want to ask you point blank. Will you be stunned if the SEC does not get 5 of the 12 bids? Let me ask you that question.
Excuse me. I'm trying to remember. Didn't Ole Miss beat Penn State in a bowl game last year? Didn't Missouri beat Ohio State in a bowl game? I think they did. I'm just trying to remember that. But you're wondering, I don't know. I don't think the SEC will get 5 teams. I think they'll get 4 teams, and I think it'll be a good team that's left out. They've got a lot of balance. I think they still got, 5 or 6 teams with 2 losses or less. I think they had 9 teams in the top 25 last week, according to CFP. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten only had 4, but gosh darn it, 4 of the top 5. How about that? I'm just saying, guys, you got to take a close look at what's going on right here. And it's not Indiana's fault that they haven't played anybody. They didn't make this schedule up. You know, Ohio State's going to get the nod. They've had some great teams in the past. I'm not so sure about this team. This quarterback doesn't compare to C.J. Stroud to me. I thought that team Ohio State had a couple years ago, if Marvin Harrison Jr. would have sucked it up and played in the fourth quarter, they probably would have beat Georgia. As it was, I think they had another receiver that sat out that worked out at the combine. That Ohio State team probably could have won a national championship for the Big Ten, but they didn't. And so this is the best Ohio State chance they've had in a while because Michigan's so far down right now. I know they lost at Oregon. It's a great football game. But all of a sudden, I'm wondering a little bit about Oregon because didn't Oregon lose to Wisconsin by 3? And didn't Alabama beat Wisconsin by like 30 points there? I'm trying to remember. What was that score? You guys got that score? Alabama scores like
40. No.
I'm just saying.
Mike, you brought your A-game tonight. I love it.
I'm loving this, man.
I'm not
this
even looking at my notes, guys. I'm out for a jog. I don't even have my notes in front of me. I mean, this is shooting fish in a barrel.
All right, good. Tyler, you go ahead, then. I'm bringing Notre Dame into the mix here.
I wanted to ask about this Colorado team. Obviously, there's a ton of noise around them. They're always getting the headlines because of Deion. Right now, they're sitting at 16. They have a couple light games coming up. Is this a playoff team for you? You know, obviously they have to win out to get there, but you know, is this actually, you know, there's all this talk, and I'm totally on board with what you're saying here. Is this actually a playoff team, or is it kind of just a victim of the system, for lack of a better term, if they do win out and get in?
Well, somebody's got to win the Big 12, right? I mean, didn't BYU just lose to like a 3-win Kansas, like a 4-win Kansas team now, or something like that? Wasn't that the Big? In fact, isn't BYU still projected as the Big 12 champion right now? I think
no. Colorado's got the inside track. Iowa State, I think, is going to steal it in the end. And don't forget, BYU's going to Tempe. They're getting beat Saturday night. I'll tell you right now, Arizona State out there will pound BYU. And now we got Kansas, Colorado. Yeah, go ahead.
You guys got a great point. You know, I was out in Tempe. My parents live in Phoenix, and Arizona State absolutely pounded the worst team in the SEC, Mississippi State, by a touchdown. In Tempe earlier this year, 100-degree heat. They did. They found the worst team in the SEC.
Mike's on a roll tonight.
Gosh, Jerry, that is one heck of a program. They beat Mississippi State by 7. What did Texas do to Mississippi State? Then they beat them by 4 or 5 touchdowns. Oh, anyway, continue on with the point. Pounded Mississippi State.
Hey, Mike. We got to get you back. I'm calling you. You're coming back on. Very soon. Great job out of you, pal. Seriously. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great night. I appreciate it.
See you later. All right. We're going to get more SC Shield talk coming up. That'll be with Nick Douglas. He's next. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico Insurance and by Rocket Mortgage, rocketmortgage.com. All right, let's get them in here if we have them set to go. And if we do, Nick Douglas. But Tyler, one thing before Nick, who's your top three right now? Top four in college football, in order, real quick.
I like Oregon at number one. They have to stay at number one for me.
100%.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I also think Ohio State has to be at number two. We'll see, though, after this weekend. And
their only loss is to number one team in the country. Case closed.
Yep, they have to stay there. I expect them to beat Indiana. There's no way they lose to Michigan this year. So, for me, they're going to end up at number two. Texas is a tricky one. I think that they have two really tough games coming up. So, I'm gonna leave them at three just to see where they're at to close the season out. And I personally do like Alabama at four. Yeah. I think what Mike brought up is a very good point. Their strength of schedule, who they lost to. Obviously Vanderbilt, not a great loss on the schedule, but they beat number 15 LSU, 21 Missouri. They beat Georgia, so I like them at number four.
Yeah, I don't know. The Vandy loss, as much as Vandy's a nice story, you can't put Alabama three with that loss. You can't. I mean, you can, but I can't. I just can't go there. In fact, I got them at five. And you know what? The bottom line is it's all going to sort itself out, right? I mean, we're going to have a 12-team draw. I think the right teams are going to get in. We didn't have time for Notre Dame. Do we have Nick set to go, by the way? Because I didn't hear. Do we have Nick? Okay. Nick, welcome aboard. My bad, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I love the question you led with Tyler off the top. I think the consensus across the board is that no team is unbeatable. And, you know, in the wild NIL era, somehow, some way, we've ended up at a point where we have true parity across college football for the first time, at least in recent memory. I mean, there was always a big degree of separation with Georgia and Alabama at the top, but now maybe it's Saban out of the picture. Maybe it's the new era finally taking hold and taking effect, but I think we've got real parity across college football, and especially across the top teams. You're right, Marty. I think this will work itself out to the point where the right teams will get the bids, and this will be just – it'll almost be like a Sweet 16 or an Elite Eight where every team that's there has earned their spot, much like in basketball.
Yeah. I guess where I want to go next, Tyler, you jump in here too. Where do you guys – what do you guys want to do with Notre Dame? I mean, they're going to get a bid. Look, they lost to Northern Illinois. It doesn't matter. They're going to gobble up a spot. It's going to hurt the ACC because Notre Dame is half in and half out. When it suits them, they're a member of the ACC. When it doesn't, they're not. So I don't know what to say about that other than that they're ultimately going to probably cost SMU a bid.
I mean, I'll jump in here first. I have an absolutely zero clue why this Notre Dame team is even in the question here. It just doesn't. I don't see it.
Their schedule is horrible.
Their schedule is pathetic, and they lost to Northern Illinois. And who do they finish the season with? Sure, Army's having probably the best season in recent memory. They're ranked 24, whatever. Then they go to an unranked USC. But like outside of that, this schedule is a joke. It's very similar to Indiana, who I'm a huge fan of what they got going on there, and I'm rooting for the storyline. And you know, fingers crossed they beat Ohio State this weekend, but. I mean, look at this schedule. Not a single ranked team did they play until they come up this week against number two Ohio State on the road. And it's a shame that teams like Notre Dame and Indiana are in the conversation here when you have a team like Texas A&M who has to play all these difficult teams, who's not going to, unless something crazy happens, they're not making it. And it's sad. And I think what Mike Griffith was just bringing up with the strength of schedule and how that's not really factored in and how these conference champions get an automatic bid, the system is flawed right now and it does need to be changed.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, Nick, Tyler, you have an opinion? Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
I was going to say, I'm with you on this for the most part, and the committee has made it clear to me and through their voting over the last 10 years that they will not favor a team that has performed well if they are not the best team in the country, one of the best teams in the country. And a two-loss team can be more deserving than a one-loss team. And I think when it's all said and done, if Notre Dame even struggles in these last two games on the road at USC and against Army, you know, if they're winning on a game-winning kick, I wouldn't be shocked if the committee they'll definitely give him a road game at best. I wouldn't be shocked if the committee left them out as a whole if Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia handle their business, as does SMU, because, Marty, you and I have gone at length about this. I'm with you. SMU deserves it over Notre Dame, and Notre Dame is, in effect, an ACC program, minus the big games. So I think this model is built to keep – is built to prevent schools like Notre Dame just scurrying in at the end with a cupcake schedule across the board, and I think the model is going to take – a strong hold grip on schools like Notre Dame, and they're going to have to make a decision as a program as to how they want to navigate this whole system.
Yeah, well, they've been coddled all these years, and I'm a fan, but, you know, they got their own NBC deal. They're not going to give up. This idea that they're going to acquiesce and join the Big Ten is folly. It's not going to happen. There's just too much money on the table, and they're just they're not going to budge. Where do we go with SMU, and then we'll get back into the SEC and Big Ten a little bit. But let's go around the horn here. Let's start with you, Nick. SMU, I mean, they've got Virginia and Cal to finish up. Their only loss is BYU, and that got worse with BYU losing to Kansas late on Saturday night. Where do you go with SMU, Nick?
Marty, I think you can justify putting them in, but so long as these SEC teams handle business, and so long as Ohio State, Oregon, and Indiana, you know, as long as they don't have greater than two losses, I think SMU is going to be on the outside looking in when it's all said and done. I think they're maybe slipping in at that 11 or that 10 spot, but they've got to win the ACC in order to get that bid. Now, that's a game I do think is very winnable, and I think that plays to SMU's advantage because the loser of the ACC championship, I, as a committee member, I would be hard-pressed to put them in.
I think that they definitely have to win out. I'm completely on board with what Nick said. But even if they lose the ACC championship game, if what Nick is saying is correct and the committee just puts the 12 best teams in there, a two-loss SMU team is more deserving for me than Notre Dame, more deserving than a one-loss Indiana, more deserving than, I'm going to just say Penn State. I think that Penn State is very similarly did not play a very difficult schedule. Their best win is against number 19 Illinois, who, you know, look at them now. So, I mean, why are we having these conversations? It's very similar to what Mike Griffith said. Like, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame, like, these teams are, like, for lack of a better term, I'm just going to come out and say it, they're decent teams. But these are not top 12 teams. They're not. Like, I don't – if Notre Dame goes up and plays against Texas, they're getting smoked. If Indiana plays pretty much any of these teams, whether it's Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Miami, they're getting smoked. I'm just calling it now. And Penn State, I've been saying this all year, are just bad. They're not a good team. We do this every single year, it seems like. Oh, my God, Penn State. It's Penn State. They're in the four spot because the name on the front of their jerseys is Penn State, and that's it. They're not a top. They're not the fourth ranked team. They're not the ninth ranked team. At best, they're in the mid teens or low 20s, 21, 22. That's where they're at for me. So if SMU isn't in, it would be devastating for me.
Yeah, I hope they get in. I like that story. You know, and we've got a new guest on. I don't want to go back and rehash Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. But look, if you have a 12 or 16-team football playoff, I like it when you get, the Cinderella stories. If you're just going to go with the best 12 teams in the country, according to rankings, they're so politicized, I like it when you get an outlier in there. I think you got to reward the Atlantic Coast Conference. You do. The minute you say, well, they're not worthy – Miami gets in there, and Miami could raise all sorts of havoc because they're skilled. They got yep. Absolute skill players that can blow a game wide open. I don't care who they're playing. A lot of those kids are from Florida, and I don't have to tell you how many kids from Florida end up playing at major colleges and the top echelon at the SEC included. All right, Nick, where do we go with Texas? Because that's the head scratcher for me, anyways. I don't think Texas should be number two. That being said, if they're healthy and Ewers is playing at a high level and everything's equal, Sarkisian, I think, has done a great job. But that loss to Georgia was just stunning. I mean, they just got absolutely drilled. Where are you with Texas right now?
Yeah, Marty, I think, honestly, my sights are set on this finale at Texas A&M. If they win that and they'll cruise by Kentucky this Saturday, I think they're 100% deserving. But I agree with you in that they are a bit of a head-scratcher. The loss to Georgia was odd. They struggled on the road at Vanderbilt. They got through Florida, who didn't have their quarterback. I would have loved to see how Lagway would have slashed through that defense, because I think that game would have been much closer. And then they sort of got through, they managed Arkansas okay. So if this is going to come down to, once again, I think it's an elimination game for both programs, and it's definitely shaping up to be an elimination game for the SEC championship. When Texas goes to College Station, if they can go up in front of 110,000 in Kyle Field and win it, however it looks, there's no denying that they're a top three team and they'll play in the SEC championship, rightfully so. If they drop that game, they enter that middle tier where you've got Georgia that'll likely be 10-2, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, all likely to be at 10-2. And I think you look at the SEC championship and you're sort of wondering, you know, how many SEC teams can make it? And I think that's going to be the million-dollar question as we look at, you know, like you said, Tyler, you know, do you look at an 11-1 Penn State who didn't play in the Big Ten championship? Or you look at an Indiana team who's 11-1, and then you've got teams like Alabama who lost on the road to a tough Tennessee team. Or you look at teams like Ole Miss who lost on the road at LSU. You know, I think the committee's going to have some tough decisions. I've said it all year that you've got 15 to 20 teams where it's going to be justifiable to put them in the playoffs. And I'm intrigued to see where the bias comes in this year, because the committee's got it right the last few years with the four-team playoffs. There are plenty more variables this year. So this SEC picture is far from over, Marty. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Tyler, how many SEC teams do you have getting in? Do you see a fifth getting in? I think Nick does. I would be really surprised. But there again, I mean, maybe they do. What do you think? I mean, Ole Miss is going to be the fifth if they get in.
I'm going to actually trust the committee here and think that they will put five in. We saw it last year with Florida State not making it, and everyone, you know, was up in arms about it, and then they got absolutely smoked in their bowl game. And now look at them this year. So I think that when push comes to shove, there's always been, when we get down, you know, since the playoff era, even when it's just been the four teams, there's been a lot of, you know, is the committee going to get it right? And generally speaking, they have. So I do think that Tennessee will get in there. I think Ole Miss will get in there. I think that even if Texas drop at Texas A&M, they'll get in there. If Texas A&M can find a way to win that game, they'll certainly be in. So I am rocking with the five teams.
Do we now understand why we love college football so much? These next few weeks are going to be just unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, Nick, I'll give you 30 seconds. Ole Miss, Florida. You called it the trap game of the year. Please explain.
Yeah, I mean, people have talked about how Ole Miss is one of the hottest teams in the country, and if that's the case, then you've got Florida that's trailing right behind them, because DJ Lagway is legit. This Florida team's clicking on all cylinders. I think this presents trouble for Ole Miss, but if they can bring their A game and the same team that's taken the field the last several weeks takes the field on Saturday in Gainesville, this should be smooth sailing for the Rebels. Florida shouldn't put up any more than 20 points in this contest.
Good job, Nick. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Coming back here, 2-Minute Drill coming up. What we're screaming and screaming about in the world of sports. It's going to be Monday Night Football.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
All right, talking the world of sports, Marty and Tyler on a Sports Overnight America. Stay with us throughout the night, late on the West Coast, 10 p.m. Pacific, midnight Pacific, L.A., San Diego, all the way up and down the West Coast. We had a lot of Skype talk today on Seahawks, Oregon, and some other stuff. I see the Mets, your worst nightmare, Tyler, may come true. I know we'll get the Texas Cowboys here real quick, but boy, Steve Cohen and the Mets made a hell of impression on Soto. They really did.
Yeah, we heard that about the Red Sox, too. Everyone's going to make an impression. It's what they're going to do. Boris has trained Soto the right way. The reports, everyone's going to make an impression. All, you know, the meetings all went well. When push comes to shove, though, all that really matters is the dollar figure. How much money are they willing to pay? And, you know, what's his feeling on the situation? He's staying in New York, whether it's the Yankees or the Mets. Mm-hmm. And I'm sticking by my opinion that even if I think the initial report was $660 million, the Mets' initial offer was.
Yeah.
Even if the Yankees came in at $600, I think he's staying with the Yankees.
You think he'd leave $60 million on the table?
I mean, what's $60 million when you're getting paid $600? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, we're going to get a billion-dollar contract here before you know it. You realize that, don't you? They're writing 13- and 14-year baseball contracts. This is insanity.
Yeah, it's nuts. Absolutely
it's like,
insane.
It's like 8- and 9-year car loans. I mean, what are people thinking? You know? I mean, seriously. You pay your car off over, what, 120 months and 10-year note? I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Texans Cowboys. I watch because it's football, man. I do. I watch it. You know what? Dallas probably comes off the mat and keeps it snug. Who knows? What a mess that franchise is. How you seeing it real quick, Tyler?
I think the Texans win convincingly.
A man of few words.
A piece of steel fell off the roof at the AT&T Stadium today. That tells you the state of the Cowboys. They're playing with the roof closed tonight because the piece of steel fell off the roof. Pathetic.
Their franchise is falling apart. It really is. Tyler, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. I look forward to it. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. Thank you, Mike Griffin, Atlanta Journal-Constitution with the Dogs Report, Georgia football, and Nick Douglas, outstanding as well. Enjoy your football. Jeff and Jen, the folks will carry you through the night right here on Sports Overnight. Adios.